Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson, home of the biggest selection of Harley-Davidsons in the Midwest. I-29 south of the airport or shop online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
Curry hustles up the floor. Throw ahead, Damian Lee. Back to Curry. Curry fires away. Three ball above the bridge. Curry knocked it down. Warriors go up by two, and the Clippers call time.
Keenum underneath center. De'Ernest Johnson in the backfield from the four. Why not? Give it to Johnson. He's off a rub hit. He going to the goal line. Touchdown!
2-2. Taylor with a fly ball to deep left center field. Chris Taylor has hit his third home run of the night and becomes the 11th different player in baseball history with three home runs in a postseason game. Chris Taylor.
And now, wondering why he wore his Syracuse sweatshirt today, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro, the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB, not wearing a hoodie.
Not wearing a hoodie.
On a spectacular. It doesn't get any better than this weather with that smell. On what's going on. We're at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, let me tell you. We have a special guest joining us here coming right out of the gates, a man who knows the Kansas City Barbecue Store.
That's right.
Allegedly knows his way around a grill.
Debatable.
Debatable? No. Okay. Wayne Simeon joins us here in the program. Wayne, how are you, buddy?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I am a Kansas City homer.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, obviously the Jayhawks, but KC synonymous with barbecue. All the people from Texas, Memphis, the Carolinas don't want to hear it, don't want to taste it. We're the Mecca of barbecue, which is why I get excited to align myself with the Kansas City Barbecue Store, Casey Joe's, everything.
Yeah, they are the absolute best in the business, and this is where everything that I grill with, and I'm like you, I'm no expert, right? I always want to do more, and when I come in here, I want to walk out with the whole store because of I'm just like, oh, I need that. I could use that. I could use that. I got to find more time to get better. The problem with me is my wife has passed me by, right? She's like, you know, stunning that I've disappointed her.
Okay.
I know no one is stunned by that. By the way, to any of her, it's her high school anniversary, or what do you call it?
Reunion.
30th year, 30 years. She's old like me. Yeah, she, they know how she is. She's like, yeah, you kind of suck. Get out of the way. I'm doing it.
Wow.
So, yeah,
Not with me. Hey, honey,
you're the man.
You help take care of the sides when it comes to anything on the smoker, on the grill, whatever. That's my
that's
territory.
That's you.
Yeah, that's like the paint in 2005.
I've been kicked to the curb and told no. No, so like I'm around here and I want to buy things. I gotta call and be like, hey, I was gonna get this. Will that work? No, get this. So I got a little different world, but I still love coming into the store.
Well, one of the great things about the store and Traeger, they make it pretty easy, right?
They do.
What it looks like to be a difficult recipe to execute or a difficult tailgate menu to establish, they make it easy.
And that's why dynamite drop-in, Wayne. Amazing, the segue you just did there. Because Traeger is one of the main reasons we're here. This weekend, you can take advantage, get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets, get a signature bag for free. And they are smoking meats outside right now. That's right, from now until 6 o'clock, they'll have the Traeger smoking on the sidewalk. Free samples. So come by and check it out. The Traeger professionals, who I'm going to be talking to, because like this is what we're going to get next. We're ready for the next. Mostly my wife is ready, but we're ready for the next step to answer all your questions. I got the Traeger pros here, and of course, everything you need: sauces, rubs, grills, utensils, smokers. I mean, you name it,
and
it is
coaching.
All in the store.
Coaching.
I call it know-how. Right. That's how I describe it when I talk about the place. I'm like, listen, if you need to learn, the know-how, the coaching, as you put it. They'll give you that as well. And today, the experts from Traeger, so if you want to come down and you want to get everything you can out of your Traeger, you come down right now, all the experts are here.
I had to get some best practices walking in. I'm a really coachable guy. I got things that are in my bag that, hey, smoked salmon, brisket, pork shoulder, those things, really, really solid. But there's some things, man, I just need a little coaching.
What do you need help on?
Well, it is the brisket, because sometimes my brisket just comes across like an old chewy boot. How do I keep the moisture
That's
in?
Not a little coaching, man. That's a lot of coaching.
Hey, well, if they're experts. Maybe it's a little for them, and it ends up being a lot for me.
You need a little coaching if it's a little dry, right? That's a little coaching. If you've got chewy boot, you need a lot of coaching.
Well, you know, at least the salmon, the ribs, the pork shoulder, I'm going to knock those out. But I'm trying to elevate my game, and that's why I need these guys. I need this place.
I'm impressed. That's pretty good. If you're putting fish on a grill, that's not happening in my world.
Smoker.
Yeah. Or smoker the fish.
Three hours, 180.
It's still, no.
Low and slow, butter.
No.
Butter.
No, not getting anywhere near fish. I'm not ready for that. I gotta crawl before I run. You know what I'm saying? Is fish hard, or you think it's easy?
No, salmon's pretty easy. It's one of the easiest things there. Yep, set the temp, season it to your liking. 3 hours, 180. Check later.
Not bad.
A little bit of quinoa, maybe a little bit of grilled asparagus. Come on now, let's go.
Holy high end. Holy high end. All the fixings are great, too. I love it. We're talking to Wayne Simeon here in the program. We're at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. As we said, Traeger is out here. Learn how to get everything out of your Traeger and buy one right now. Get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets, get a signature bag for free. And, of course, everything you need is here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. You can find them online, thekansascitybbqstore.com is the easiest way to find them online, 119th and Strangline Road, right across the parking lot from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Wait, I do want to ask you some basketball, because I'm interested in your perspective on something.
Just talk hoops. Let's do it.
You're 4 years at Kansas, mm-hmm. You know, and you went through a coaching change.
Sure.
Right? Like from one Hall of Famer to the other. Sucks to be you, right? Mm-hmm. Sucks to be at Kansas. You know, but you sign up to play with one guy, you get another guy. That can be a big deal. The transfer portal, it's easy for guys to jet. I mean, all you got to do is look at the roster your Jayhawks are going to put out there this year.
Yeah, 10 new guys.
If there was a portal, would you have been looking at it at any time, or did your eyes ever wonder? Was there ever a frustration on playing time or anything that made you think, maybe I'm going to take a look at this?
Yeah, there weren't any of those types of frustrations in terms of playing time and opportunity. I knew what I was signing up for. I wanted to be there. I knew the expectations that were laid out for me. I don't know if that is the case for players that span across college athletics, football included. You know, the coaching changes are very difficult. It's something that are outside the player's control. Obviously, when I went through that, I was 19, 20.
Right.
So I was pretty emotional and didn't quite have the perspective that I do now. As I look back now, I'm thankful that I had a chance to play for two Hall of Fame coaches and to help usher in a new era of Kansas basketball that is still flourishing today. But I can't say that isn't something that I wouldn't have considered, back then. And honestly, I'm not all that disappointed that type of opportunity is afforded to the student athlete. It's going to forever change the landscape of college athletics, but it's just something about having to, you know, change and adapt to work in that, see how that framework, you know, affects your team and your program.
Every athlete I ever talk to, because the prices just keep going up and up, when we talk to pros, man, if I was playing today, right, might have made a good check back in the day, but man, if I was playing today, well, this is a whole new world. Name, image, and likeness
yeah.
is from nothing. Right? Not that the scholarship is nothing. That is a huge thing to have and to get an education and get that life experience. But now to get paid on top of it, you have a little bit of, man, if I was playing today, because you'd have some
opportunity. I'd be charging you to come on this segment.
You would. And listen, as a Kansas City kid, I mean, it probably would have been giant
sure,
for you.
Sure.
Do you have that feeling? Damn.
No, not in terms of missing out. When you leave and you look back on things should get better for the next generation. And so even though I didn't have the opportunity to monetize off my name, image, and likeness, I'm glad that the opportunity is here now. And it's just about us, you know, helping to provide, you know, perspective and insight and wisdom and how this next generation of players can do that in a way, you know, with maturity and that's above board integrity-wise and that continues to be mutually beneficial, not only for them as individuals, but also the program that they're representing. And so I'm excited about the day and the age in which we're in college athletics. You know, there's a lot of gray area. There's a lot of nuance and complexity to it. It's a moving target. Things change, you know, within the week, as a lot of things are within the country. But I think we're in a good spot, and these players deserve to be able to have this opportunity.
That's an incredibly mature view of it. Not that you're a child, right? You're not 19 or 20
anymore.
I'm
almost 40, man. Come on now.
But listen, I like I said, I got a lot of people that oh, man, this just sucks. Like, I should have had that opportunity.
Yeah.
That was amazing, that it should be better for those that come after you.
Sure.
It's a great way to look at it.
And one thing in that narrative that people aren't really discussing is this is a real-time contextual education experience that they can have. So when we think about the class credit and the courses that they're taking in personal finance and accounting, business, brand, entrepreneurship, now these student athletes are afforded a real-time contextual application to that. That hasn't always been the case for them, right?
Right.
I mean, other regular students that can go out, they can get internships, they can have part-time jobs. That has not always been the case for student athletes. So I really believe that this just isn't about money, but it's also an educational component, which should be highlighted because it's done under the banner of higher education.
We're talking to Wayne Simeon here in the program. Roy Williams and Bill Self, why are each of them – if there's one thing, if you had to put one thing on Roy Williams, one thing on Bill Self as to their success, what's driven them? What's made them so successful?
Man, well, they've both been immensely successful. If anything, it shows that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Right, because they're very different.
The only thing that is similar is that they coach the same game and they've had some time to spend on the bench of a similar school. But they're very different. Both care immensely about their players. Both have a structure and a culture that they want to see established and adhere to. Both have high standards and expectations. So those are the similarities. But, you know, as far as Coach Williams, and man, what a great career he's had, and it's great to see him be able to retire and, you know, off some incredible success. But when I think about him and even watching some of the North Carolina games in the past, I can still recognize all the secondary break plays. I can still know and call out all the out-of-bounds plays.
Right.
So he has a similar and set way of doing things that he's done all the way since he's been here at Kansas. With Coach Self, it's changed a little bit. It's adapted. Even now as I watch practice, you know, there's some different plays, some different nuances, some different schemes that are a little bit different that are catered more towards the current team that he has and then the style of play and the way that basketball has evolved, right? I mean, look, can we save the big guy? Like, we got guards flying around everywhere, man. Can we make bigs great again? I mean, what is that?
Can you step out now? Like, could you stretch? Could you play stretch
four? I would
four?
Have to. I would be forced to, but I was.
You were actually a pretty diverse big man in the day, but nowadays you got to be raining 103s.
Yeah, I had no three ball. I wasn't trying to dribble four or five times. I wasn't trying to come off screens. And so it's interesting how the game has evolved, but I think Coach Self has done a phenomenal job of adapting to that and have some big expectations for the team this year and really excited about what they're bringing to the table.
All right, Wayne, I want you to hear Curtis Ebel's back at the studio here. He has, I think, a pretty good impression of both Roy and Coach Self. So
you want to hear my coach Roy?
Yeah, I think, give me your Roy first.
I think first Coach is talking about his youngsters on the basketball court, Nick, Jacques, and Kirk, and Wayne, Big Dub. Got them boys in there crying their eyes out because old Coach out here trying to sneak a Coca-Cola can up on the stage.
All right, so on 1 to 10, how's this Roy?
That's pretty quality.
Okay.
I'm going to give him a 7.
Okay.
Because he threw the word youngsters in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, how many times do we hear that?
Yeah.
At press conferences and in the recruiting pitches. I would have given him an 8 or a 9 if he would have threw dadgummit in there.
Dadgum. Dadgum. Youngsters on the basketball court.
Okay. And then now give us a little Bill Self.
So. look. Wayne was jacked. He was excited. He was jacked. He was throwing him down. So. But, you know.
That was a strong start.
Okay.
Maybe got stalled there a little bit, but I think my initial reaction in the belly laugh give some credit to that. So I'm going to give that a six. And a lot of it has to do with mannerisms as well.
Right. Yep.
So I feel like if we were in studio together, I'd be able to see those a little bit. But that was no Frank Caliendo, but it was pretty solid.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he does. Like I've noticed, Coach Self, he loves to tell a joke, and then as the laughter's there, get the but. You know, he gets it like he's ready to. You can bring back control of the room too. Like, hey, I'm not done.
You can tell when he thinks he's really cracked a good joke because he goes so.
So you know who loves his Bill Self impression?
Who's that?
Bill Self.
Okay.
So
wait, he has his own. Oh, he loves
Curtis's Bill Self impression because Greg Gurley loves it. And so Gurley got Curtis to do it, and we sent it to Bill Self, and he loves it.
Well, I guess that's the only opinion that matters, right?
Yes.
That's the only ranking that matters, is if the person you're impersonating endorses that impersonation. That's what really matters there.
In 25 years in this business, I've only done three impressions for the person that I've done the impression of, and that's by far the best response I've gotten.
Yeah, Bill Self. Who else? You did Carl for Carl Peterson. He did that one.
I might just stop there. You might just want to drop the mic on that.
Just be done.
So love, be done with that, man. It doesn't get much better than that.
The other was one of the first ones I did, Ernie Harwell, the former Tigers broadcaster.
Great Tigers broadcaster, play-by-play guy, who broadcast until he was in his late 80s.
Not privy to those. Don't plan on being privy to those. Hey, you know, one summer you could test the waters out, another local Kansas City guy. Hey, why don't you work on a little Kevin Harlan?
Well, Harlan's going to be on in the 5 o'clock hour.
Okay, hey, there we go. Maybe you can work on a little impersonation.
Yeah, I used to do that one.
He used to have. We haven't done it.
No,
we
it's been a while.
Much.
No. Chiefs, the red helmets, the red pants, the white pants with the red and gold trim, moving left to right. Steve DeBerg up under center, swiveling his head as he surveys the 3-4 defense of the Chargers. Stuff like that. But
it sounds like half Kevin Harlan and half Harry Callis, who used to do the Eagles.
Half Harry Callis.
Yeah, so
appreciate the Steve DeBerg reference, man.
You like that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Got to go old school. All right, I know you got to go because there's a big celebration.
Yeah.
What's going on up in Lawrence? You got to get up to?
Yeah, Mary Washington, trailblazer in women's basketball, not just at the University of Kansas, 30-year coach there, but across women's sports in general. They're dedicating the women's basketball suite in her honor. So she's going to be there for that unveiling. And so going to head back to Lawrence to participate in that celebration as well.
All right, time for my final four. By the way, it's brought to you by the University of Kansas Health System, the official health care provider of the Chiefs. If you have an urgent sports injury, the University of Kansas Health System has a Saturday morning walk-in clinic, 4:35 and all. You can get more information at kansashealthsystem.com/sportsmedicine. Four quickies. Just tell me the first thing that comes to mind. What do you grill best?
Pork shoulder,
okay. Do you wear an apron when you grill?
That's a negative.
Okay. Charcoal or gas?
Pellet.
And what is your best memory of March of 2003? Was it maybe April 1 or 2 of 2003, New Orleans, Louisiana?
Yeah, I would say that win over Marquette because I would later become teammates of Dwayne Wade Miami Heat, and let's just say I reminded him of that beat down regularly.
That's nice. I like it. Wayne, thanks so much for the time, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the festivities up there. Give our best to Marion, and of course, appreciate all you do here for Kansas City Barbecue Store, and always great talking to you, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
You bet. Wayne Simeon. We'll take a break. Come back here to the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 119th and Strangline. Find them online at thekansascitybbqstore.com. Get down here and check out the Traegers. They are smoking meats right here on the sidewalks, and you can talk to the professionals. Find out how to maximize your Traeger. Buy it, and you can get yourself a cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. It's right here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 119th and Strangline Road.
The Program with Seren Petro.
He prefers the company of men.
Who doesn't?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Seren Petro with you. We are live at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. We're giving away a $20 gift card every hour on the hour. That means you've got a lot of chances to win. Once you're entered, your name stays in. We're going to give away a $20 gift card every hour on the hour. So get down here to the Kansas City Barbecue Store. You ain't working. Ain't nobody working on a Friday afternoon in Kansas City. If you are, quit, because the day is absolutely spectacular, and the guys from Traeger are outside smoking some meats. You can sample them for yourself and also get all the advice, all the knowledge, all the know-how on how to maximize your Traeger. Like I said, giving away a $20 gift card every hour here to the Kansas City Barbecue Store. All of KC's best sauces and rubs are in stock, plus from all over the country. The Snake River Farms top-quality meats. The Kansas City Barbecue Store has all the tools, technology you need for the perfect cook. Digital and Bluetooth thermometers, knives, pellets, lump coal, wood, and, of course, all models of Traegers and accessories. This weekend only, get a free cover and a bag of Signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets, get a Signature bag for free. And like I said, right now you can check it out in person. Free samples available for you right now here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. 11922 South Strangline Road. That's 119th and Strangline, just across the parking lot from their wonderful Joe's Kansas City Barbecue here in Olathe. Let's talk some Titans football. Chase McCabe is with us from ESPN 102.5 in Nashville. Chase, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Seren. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Is every kid in Nashville going as Derrick Henry for Halloween?
I think so. And I thought Dez Bryant had the line of the week saying that he was the player we all created on Madden, because he's absolutely right. He truly was. He can do it all. But I was at that game Monday night against Buffalo, and when he took off on that 76-yard run, that place went nuts. But he's tremendous to watch, and he keeps amazing us all every week.
One thing about that game, you know, they were talking a lot on the broadcast about how many Bills fans were there. Did Bills Mafia take over the stadium the way they were acting like they did?
So it's funny. We have had a lot of debate over this this week on all of our shows on our station. I felt, and I said initially in the moment, I was like, man, this could be 55, 35 Bills, 60, 40 Bills. And the more I thought about it, the more I think it was closer to maybe a little more Titans fans than Bills. But one of one of my coworkers said that he thought it was 25% Bills fans. And I thought that was crazy. I think it's definitely much more than that, that was there. I mean, it was a big Bills crowd, that came from Buffalo. So, maybe the Mafia wasn't in full force like it has been in the past, but it was certainly well represented Monday night at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, and Chiefs fans travel pretty well. You know, Tennessee's been on the schedule a couple of times, so maybe it will. I don't know that the Chiefs will match the Bills, and the Chiefs have been better for longer. It's brand new, really, only a couple of years' worth of quality football out of the Bills here of late, so I'm sure they're a little bit more fired up to come show it. But I think there'll be a pretty strong contingent of red there at the stadium. I mean, is that normal? I mean, is it just there's too much other stuff going on, or is that kind of unique that it was that Buffalo oriented in at a home game for the Titans?
Well, no, it's not unusual for the opposing fan base to travel to Nashville, especially, you know, somebody like Buffalo or Kansas City, you know, Green Bay in the past. I mean, those big teams like that, they bring a good fan base because people are like, hey, let's go to Nashville and party for the weekend. I mean, there's so much going on. And so that has certainly been something that the Titans have had to combat in the last few years, I would say the last decade or so, of tickets being sold on the secondary market and bought up by opposing fans. But, you know, that has changed some the last few years because the Titans have been winning. They've been competing for divisions. They obviously went to the AFC title game against you guys a few years ago. So that's changed. There was close to – that place holds just over 69,000. And it was a record attendance Monday night. So you can tell that the fans came out. But, no, it's not unusual to have, you know, a big representation from the opposing fan base.
Has anybody ever mentioned that maybe they're giving the ball too much to Derrick Henry? I mean, I know right now he's, you know, for the third year he's leading the league in rushes, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns. And it seems like he's indestructible, but does anybody – like, he's on pace for – I did the numbers, 459 carries for 2,219 yards. The record for carries in a season is 417, and Larry Johnson, you know, got hurt the next year after that many carries. I think James Wilder got hurt the year after he rushed for 406 yards. Jamal Anderson got hurt the year after he rushed 410 times. You know, the 400-plus carry club is not one for longevity. Has anybody ever mentioned maybe we ought to find a way to, like, you know, spread the workload around a little bit to extend his career?
every day of every week that comes up on our show of they're going to wear him out. He's asked about it, and he laughs it off. Mike Vrabel's asked about it, and he gets bristly about it. Everyone's asked about Derrick Henry's workload, and the answer is just kind of like he's a freak of nature. I mean, that's just basically what it is. You're right. He's on pace to shatter that record. He's on pace to shatter Eric Dickerson's record, and which would mean back-to-back years of over 2,000 yards. But he shows no signs of slowing down. And I'll give you this one. On a short week, which the Titans are on, coming off the Monday night game, he has had his two best statistical performances of his career, 232 yards against Jacksonville on a short week, 212 yards against Houston on a short week. It's just like you stack all the odds against him, and he gets even better. And I go back to something that Nick Saban told us at SEC Media Days about 3 or 4 years ago about Derek, that he learned that the more I give him the ball and I quit thinking about trying to preserve him, the better he actually gets. And that's been the case with him here in Tennessee. So, yeah, I mean, it's a concern because you kind of feel like he's going to hit a wall at some point. But he continues to amaze you, and I mean, right now, he's on pace. If he does all that this year, I mean, he's a shoe-in for Canton, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. If he does all that, he's punched his ticket. He'll go in Terrell Davis, Gale Sayers style. Like, if his career would end next year, he's in for just dominance over a three-year period if he does that. You mentioned all the records that are sitting out there looming for him in this season. We're talking right now to Chase McCabe from ESPN. 102.5 The Game in Nashville, Tennessee. A.J. Brown and Julio Jones should be one of the best wide receiver combos in football. A.J. Brown has been battling, knee surgeries he had in the offseason? Then it finally seemed like he was healthy, and he gets food poisoning from Chipotle, is what he said it was. And then Julio Jones has been kind of a continuation of the injuries he battled in the last couple of years at Atlanta. Well, how healthy are they going to be in this game against the Chiefs?
Well, they both spoke to the media today about an hour or so ago, which was, you know, a good sign. A.J. said that it's been a rough week because he's been battling food poisoning. He hasn't been able to keep much down, but he's feeling better, thinks he will be good for Sunday. Julio said he was hobbled is the word that he used Monday, and that's why you didn't see him much in the second half, really at all in the fourth quarter against Buffalo. But he feels like he's going to be in good shape to go. I don't think either one's 100%, but, you know, when you have two receivers the caliber of those guys, if you can just get something out of both of them, I mean, basically it was a tale of two halves. You had Julio in the first half. He made that spectacular catch, and then you had AJ put up 91 yards in the second half. So if you can get that kind of a tag team performance, then I guess you'll take it out of both of those guys. But it would be nice to see them at 100% at the same time, because what does that do for the offense? And to answer your earlier question, that would help take some of the load off of Derrick Henry if you're able to do that, but they haven't been able to figure out how to make that happen as of yet.
We're talking with Chase McCabe from ESPN 102.5 The Game. Is Mike Vrabel, is the love affair still in effect with Mike Vrabel and the fan base, or has it already kicked in? I know it wasn't like 14 years in Philadelphia for Andy Reid, and then I think it was 6 years here in Kansas City before he finally won the championship. Everybody loves the guy. He comes in, oh, playoffs, that's great. But at some point it kind of turns to, when are you going to win the big game? Has that part of the relationship between Titan fans and Mike Vrabel settled in?
That's a really good question. I think that Titans fans like him. They kind of like the Belichickian approach that he has on things. I laugh at the, you know, we kind of have a gauge. When he's crusty towards the media, when he's kind of in a bad mood, that's usually a sign that they're probably going to play some pretty good football. And last week he was crusty all week, and we saw what they did Monday night. This week he's been a little more chill, a little more laid back. So don't know what that means exactly, but I think most people just kind of laugh when he's that way. I mean, there's certain reporters that he doesn't, you know, he just doesn't like, and he just kind of goes after. But to your point, winning is what you have to do. And I think that they overachieved his second year, which is when they, you know, they beat the Patriots pretty much into the dynasty there in New England, then beat Baltimore on the road, and then had a close one in which Kansas City pulled away, you know, towards the end there in the AFC Championship game. But winning the division last year and losing in the first round wasn't good to Baltimore. And we'll see what happens this year. I mean, right now they have a really, really good chance to win this division because the division's not very good. And so I think they're kind of the winner by default. But people are starting to kind of go, yeah, all right, when's our run to the Super Bowl? When is that going to happen again? So I think it's just, you know, what is the end result going to look like? But Vrabel is Vrabel. He's a very unique personality, and you got to love that.
Let me ask you about Ryan Tannehill. Is the belief that he is the franchise guy? I know he's got a big check coming his way, but is the belief that they've got their franchise quarterback, or is it, hey, he's a really solid guy, kind of the Alex Smith that we had here in Kansas City? Everybody liked Alex Smith. He did a good job. He was a good quarterback, but you knew he wasn't that elite-level quarterback. What's the view of Ryan Tannehill from the fan base but also from the organization?
I think they have their guy right now. I think they know that it's, you know, he's not the guy for the next 5 years. I mean, they're going to have to figure that out at some point, what's behind him. But as for the fan base, I mean, everybody knows what this team's built around, and it's not the quarterback. It's built around Derrick Henry. And so you feel okay with Ryan Tannehill as the quarterback as long as you got 22 in the backfield. I have always said, and Alex Smith is a really good comparison, I've always said that I think Ryan Tannehill is good enough to win a Super Bowl with the right pieces around him. A.J. Brown is the right piece. Julio Jones, when healthy, is the right piece. Derrick Henry, obviously, is the right piece. But you're seeing a few things this year. The offensive line hasn't been very good because of injury, is really the main part. So he's been hit a lot. He's been sacked a lot. I think he got sacked 24 times total last year, and he's already been sacked like 20 this year. So he's getting beat up. Obviously, we've mentioned A.J. Brown and Julio Jones haven't been 100%. And Jonnu Smith left for free agency for New England. He didn't have a tight end. And he has relied heavily on the tight end during his time here. And, oh, by the way, the offensive coordinator that he really gelled with is now the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons in Arthur Smith. So all of those things put together, he hasn't quite been the same. He's been a little bit off. I still think he's fine. I still think he's a solid choice at quarterback. And obviously they don't have anything behind him, so they don't have a choice. But you can definitely tell a difference. And the knock is always going to be when Tannehill has to put the game, the team on his shoulders, can he get it done? Last year against Baltimore, it was clear that Derrick Henry had used up a lot going for 2,000, which is still the concern. And so he wasn't quite the same against Baltimore. Tannehill had an opportunity to put it on his back, and it didn't happen. They lost the game. He made some mistakes. That interception he had Monday night against Buffalo, that was bad. That was a bad ball. So there are still those concerns with people also saying, yeah, he's solid. It's just all got to come together at the right time.
How banged up is that Titans secondary?
Can you play corner? That's kind of where they're at right now. I mean, I read some reports that they were trying out a running back and a receiver, and I quote tweeted it and said, well, can they play corner? Because the first round pick that did nothing for him, I mean, he just, you drafted a hurt guy and he just made no impact. He finally got a chance to start and make an impact, and he tears his ACL. Chris Jackson's been a nice story as a backup, but he's banged up. You're bringing in Breon Borders, Jackrabbit Jenkins. They're not supposed to be top-flight guys and having to play that way. That's the biggest concern I have with this team right now is what do they have in the secondary, and do they have enough to help get them through this? Now, Kevin Byard seems to be playing, you know, the safety position seems to be playing back to the form that he was at a couple years ago. That's good to see, but I don't know if that's going to be enough. So that's one to watch because they are very, very thin at corner right now.
All right, finally, what's the view of the Kansas City Chiefs? They're 3-3. What does Tennessee see in the Chiefs? Do they see a team that's, you know, still one of the best in the NFL, maybe the best in the NFL that has just, you know, killed itself with turnovers? Or do they see a team that's on the decline and say it's time for us to pounce on these guys and take care of business?
I don't think the Chiefs are on the decline. I think they're gettable right now. I think they obviously have some weaknesses on defense. And as you mentioned, Patrick Mahomes is turning the ball over more than really he ever has in his career. We actually had a prop bet question on a feature we do on Fridays, you know, over under 1.5 picks for Mahomes this week. So he's turning the ball over, but you still got to respect them. They're still the Chiefs. They are still a team that's won the Super Bowl. They're in the Super Bowl last year. I just don't know if they've really hit their stride. That's how I would answer it. I think that's a team that, you know, once they get in that extra gear, it's going to be hard to get them out of it. But I look at this game this week as a very winnable game for the Titans. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think the crowd is going to be on point once again from both sides. And so I think it could really be a fun game, and it's an important one if you're the Titans, because you win this one and you pretty much tell the league, tell the AFC especially, that, hey, you belong, because you just beat, you know, the two teams that were in the AFC title game last year. So, but I'm not ruling the Chiefs out. They are not dead until they are dead and buried and gone. I got to actually see it.
All right, Chase McCabe is with us here in the program. Time for our Final Four, brought to you by the University of Kansas Health System. Four quickies. I'll start you with this. We are at the Kansas City Barbecue Store today, where people can come down and check out some free samples. If you're getting out of work, get on by here. 119th and Strangline is the Kansas City Barbecue Store. I'll start you with this. What are you best at on the grill?
Steak, for sure.
Steak? Okay, very good. Do you use a meat thermometer when cooking?
No, my dad taught me a long time ago, just kind of by touch, to know where it is, and so I don't need a meat thermometer at all.
Do you have a secret marinade or a special marinade or anything that goes great, whatever it might be, whether it's, you know, chicken, wherever you might use it? Do you have a marinade?
No, I'm pretty bare bones, actually. A little Worcestershire sauce and maybe some salt and pepper, and now, I'm pretty easy when it comes to that. I've done some crazy marinades, like my dad had one that I've used, but no, personally, I'm pretty easy.
How bad on a scale of 1 to 10 is Nashville barbecue?
Oh, I actually think it's pretty good. I think maybe it's not Kansas City level, but I think we do a pretty good job around here.
Okay. I'll take that. I have not sampled. Been in Nashville once. I wasn't there very long. Came in for a hockey game to see the Sharks play the Predators in the playoffs one year, but did not have any barbecue. So I'll have to come back and give it a try so I can give it an honest opinion. Chase, you're the man. Always appreciate the time. You always give us such great insights. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend and enjoy the game.
Hey, thanks, Taryn. I appreciate it. And, Jed, I know you're listening. You did a great job coming on with us today, so appreciate that as well.
Wow. You are great people. I'll tell you what, with that comment, Chase, you are kind individual. Chase McCabe, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're on the road. We're at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Stop by and say hello. If you don't want to say hello, that's fine, too. The better idea is to stop by right out front where they've got the Traeger's smoking meats right there on the sidewalk. You can check out the free samples. The pros from Traeger are here. They're on site to answer all your questions. They got a great deal going on all weekend long. Get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets, get a signature bag for free. Plus, we're registering folks and giving away a $20 gift card to the Kansas City Barbecue Store on the hour, every hour. So get in here, get signed up, and get yourself ready for the weekend with the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 119th and Strangline.
The program with Soren Petro.
You familiar with the term dumber than a bag of hammers?
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What a great day. It's a beautiful day out. Come on out to the Kansas City Barbecue Store, 11922 South Strangline Road. If you haven't been over to the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue here in Olathe, we're right across the parking lot from that. If you have, right across the street from, like, the movie theater, right across Strangline from the movie theater, you can come on out. You can GPS at 11922 South Strangline Road. All the sauces, rubs, utensils, know-how, the fuel, even the meat itself, it's here. All of Kansas City's best sauces and rubs, all of them, are here in stock at one location. The Snake River Farms top quality meats are here. They've got all the tools, technology, all the advice you need to know, digital and Bluetooth thermometers. That's what I got to get. I'm going to get one of those. I need a digital thermometer. I'm going to go find a thermometer because that is one thing I definitely need. And the guys from Traeger are here. They can show you the best way to use those Traeger smokers. They're out front smoking meats right now. They are on site to answer all your questions, and they've got a great deal going on all weekend long. Get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill. It's good this weekend only. Also, buy any two bags of Traeger pellets. Get a signature bag for free. We're also giving away a $20 gift card to the Kansas City Barbecue Store. All you got to do, we're going to do it every hour on the hour. All you got to do is sign up right here on the sign-up box. Chase McCabe and the view of the Titans. Like, I think we're all a bit of a homer, right? Did you think his view of the Titans was legit? I mean, I do appreciate that they spend all day talking about whether or not they're giving the ball too much to Derrick Henry.
That was a funny answer.
Every week we talk about it. Every single week. Doesn't sound like they've kind of gotten impatient with Mike Vrabel.
No.
Right? Like, we know that time that comes eventually where the fans are like, okay, yeah, you're winning some games, but when are you going to win the game? That hasn't happened yet with Mike Vrabel, which I'm happy. I like Mike Vrabel. I'm a Vrabel fan. So it's good to see him, have success. And I think he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to talk to at the American Century Championships in Tahoe. You're not going to find a better guy. So I'm happy for his success. But I'd like to see him lose. And I actually think he's going to lose. I like the Chiefs in this game. We know that. I picked him yesterday. I think the Chiefs are going to riddle the Titans secondary. They're going to go up and down the field. Tennessee secondary was already a question mark coming into this year, because to pay for Derrick Henry, to pay for Ryan Tannehill, to take on Julio Jones' salary, they had to cut loose some guys. And their defense was a question mark to begin with. Now it's all banged up. I think they're really going to struggle. I think the Chiefs are going to have a field day in the passing game. I think they're going to go up and down the field. I think they're going to pull the Titans away from just handing the ball to Derrick Henry. And I think the one thing they've got to do, though, if I were Andy Reid, if I were Steve Spagnuolo, a lot of run blitzes. Let's try to take him down before he gets ahead of steam in the backfield. And if he pops a big run on us, so be it, because we are going to hang 40 on the offensive side of the ball. So, you know, better to have him get a 76-yard run than pummel your defense 20 times,
yes,
you know, 4 yards at a time. Like, I do think that will eventually, you know, it's got to take a toll on your defensive backs to just get pounded that way.
I agree. And I think as far as so much is focused on Henry, I think people think that they're just a running team that doesn't put up a lot of points. They were the people probably be surprised to know they were the fourth highest scoring team in the NFL last year. I think they were a top 10 team in 2019, but that seems to dry up once you get into the postseason. It certainly did last year. They scored just 13 points in their loss in their first postseason game against Baltimore. Was it the Chargers? I can't remember who. I think it was Baltimore. The previous year, they got to the AFC Championship game, but they only scored 20 points in their first game. They got 28 against Baltimore. They got three turnovers. They only had 300 yards. Once they get into January, that offense, just running through Derrick Henry and hoping to get passing plays off of that, hasn't worked to this point. And so I think they're going to start cranking up some heat if they get to the postseason again this year, particularly if they win a division, they get an advantageous spot, play a home game, lose at home again, and the offense doesn't click. You're going to start to hear a little bit more pressure toward Mike Vrabel. But I do tend to agree with you. If the Chiefs don't turn the ball over, I think they're going to score 35. And if they do that, I don't think the Titans can catch them.
Yeah, I think this is going to be more of a track meet. This is the Titan team that beat the Buffalo Bills. It's also the Titan team that lost to the Jets.
Yes.
And I think that's an important part of the equation to keep in mind, about this game. And you broke down the history of 2,000-yard backs, mm-hmm, right? Like what they do after that, 375-plus carries, 2,000 yards. What is that? What does history tell us we should expect from Derrick Henry moving forward?
Well, I broke down three areas. First, I looked at the 2,000-yard guys and other than Derrick Henry, and there are seven of them other than him. On average, their last 1,000-yard season came at age 29. Only one had a 1,000-yard season past the age of 30. That was Adrian Peterson. So, because you got to get the ball a lot to run for 2,000, that isn't necessarily an indication that you're going to be good beyond the age of 30. In fact, it really is the opposite. I also looked at 375 carries in one season, which he had, I think, 378 last year. There are 19 of those guys. Those 19 guys, on average, had their last 1,000-yard season at age 29. Only four of them had a 1,000-yard season past the age of 30. I thought I'd be a little more specific. 375 or more carries in their 26-year-old season. There are eight of those guys. On average, their last 1,000-yard season was at age 29, and only two of them, Ricky Williams and Emmitt Smith, had a 1,000-yard season past the age of 30. On average, those eight guys had 4,000 career yards after that 375-yard season. That's what, three seasons maybe for Henry? He's either going to be Emmitt Smith. I think that's the hope. That's the hope. If he's not Emmitt Smith, I think he's probably going to be a very, very limited running back within about 3 years' time. History says guys who have that kind of workload
right.
do not last past 30.
Yeah. The problem is the Chiefs kind of play him now.
Yeah.
Right? Like this he's game is going to be played 3 years from now. So I do think it's a real question, and that's why they talk about it all the time there in Tennessee. It's a real question on how to manage the load. If I were them, I'd be looking for, you know, the second back to go with them. And like, this is the style of football we're going to play, but we're going to try to cut his number of carries down. But, look, you got to do what you got to do to try to win games, and that's what they're doing there in Nashville. We will take a break. We're at the Kansas City Barbecue Store. Danny Klinkscale is going to join us. Danny Unleashed coming up next. Right now, get yourself a new Traeger grill. If you do, you'll get a free cover and a bag of signature pellets with the purchase of any Traeger grill all weekend long here at the Kansas City Barbecue Store.
Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue in Olathe, Leawood, and the original in the gas station at 47th and Mission.
All right, only two players have had more 45-point games after their 33rd birthday than Steph Curry. Name both. Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.